check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
With CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NASCUS Summit here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Look who we have in the studio lounge, a credit union representative from Oregon, yes. Amy Nelson from Point West Credit Union in the fine state of Oregon. Amy, how are you?
I am
good.
Well,
to see you.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome.
Yes.
We were just talking before the recording, anything is over 70 degrees, that's too warm for you folks in Oregon.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, you're in Tennessee, because
I flew in and it was 99 and the hair shrunk up by about a foot. So, yeah, that's okay. You know, the heat is energizing and even more energizing than the people here.
And the humidity, who knows what happens when there's humidity, because you're in the right place for that too. No, this place is absolutely lovely. I love Tennessee. And the food here is absolutely
off the
charts.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So, anywho, but hey, let's talk about the conference here. What brought you here and maybe a couple of highlights.
Sure. Well, I have been a member of NASCUS for 3 years and just jumped right into committee work.
Oh, good for you.
And so I'm actually on the advisory council. I'm the secretary for the Credit Union Advisory Council, which is the joint leadership half of the NASCUS board.
Okay.
And so it's just been kind of a joy, really, to join the NASCUS family and participate in the various committees and conferences. But this conference in particular, I was very excited about the content because their opening session really was about serving the Hispanic Latino market.
Mm-hmm.
And for Point West, that is near and dear to our heart.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
It really is. We're a CDFI. We have our CDFI.
Congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Done on that.
Since 2014.
Good.
We're also Juntos Avanzamos.
Oh, even better. All right.
Certified.
It
since
keeps
2016.
Getting better. Amy.
I know. So I was just aglow listening to this panel and the resources that they were bringing. And
some great advice if you want to get into the Hispanic community and serve that market. I mean,
absolutely.
What a wonderful group of folks that is. And it's growing really fast. So, so if you want to do some good business, those are the folks to hang out with for sure.
Absolutely.
As you well know.
What was a marker for me was that this was our opening session.
I know.
Here, right? This is now, I mean, really serving our Hispanic Latino market is mainstream banking. You know, when I first started at Point West back in 2007, at that point there were not credit unions in our market that were serving that community.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really was considered groundbreaking work. But Point West has been doing I-10 lending for 21 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we grew up.
Okay.
And there are credit unions that have been doing this much longer than us.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
I think we can move past this being an emerging market and say, how can we collectively work together?
Yeah.
And that was really what the panelists brought to the table today, is to say, let's make this a collaborative conversation and say, moving past just opening the doors to your members, how can you really make this authentic and grow the platform?
Yeah. Lots of great advice for sure. I mean, from
absolutely.
Folks who are living it day in and day out for sure. Anything else stand out for you? There's been a lot of really good content here. We've talked about AI. We've talked fraud. We've talked
Self-sovereign ID.
Oh my God. Blockchain. You name
yes.
it. We've talked about it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. I very much enjoyed the blockchain self-sovereign ID conversations. And
what interests you in that area?
Well, for Point West, you know, when we're talking about various forms of ID, you know, we want to be as inclusive as we can for our membership. And really now we're to the point as we're looking at the evolution of blockchain, security needs that are required for protecting member information, for a member protecting their own identity. Members are wanting to take that more into their own hands and not rely on ID that is issued to them, but have an effect on what their ID looks like and saying, this is what I will allow, being really empowered by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important that credit unions are on the front end of that.
Yeah, no doubt. And you can use that in so many other areas of life. You can use it in healthcare, you can use it in retail, travel, you name it.
Yes.
That digital ID goes everywhere with you. So the sovereignness of it.
Yes, so, for sure.
Indeed. So what do you want to take away from this conference? What What are some of the big, there's a lot.
There is a lot. Well, and in each session, I actually would pull up an email, start taking notes, and then send it to team members so that the action items aren't lost, right?
How proactive are you?
Well, wow, there's really so much good to take away. Yeah. You know, you always try to take away at least a couple of things, but this conference always brings more than that.
That's a great way of doing that. I never thought of that.
We need to be action-oriented in how we can connect the conference content here with our teams back home, but what I always take away from these conferences that NASCUS holds is there's different lenses that are, they're a convener, right? So we get to hear from state supervisors, the NCUA, fintech, other credit union leaders of various asset sizes, and we typically find that there's more in common than we realize, and so it really is an opportunity to say, how can we collaborate at a nuts and bolts level, an operational level? So I've already made some contacts that I'm connecting up with folks that, you know, I didn't know had also done ITIN lending for years, and I've known them for years, but find out here in Tennessee at a conference 1,000 miles away that we're doing some of the same work. So
that's funny.
It's really a great shared space to have those nuts and bolts take back to your team.
And what I find very unique about this conference is that you have these different groups of people together. You got the credit unions, you got the leagues, you got NCUA, and then you got the the regulators.
Yes.
I mean, the ones that are boots on the ground type folks.
Your partners.
Partners. Yes.
They are your partners.
Really cool to see. And what a refreshing message. I've interviewed probably two or three of regulators so far. And just super great people. And they are here to help the industry flourish.
Absolutely.
Not flush them. Yeah. We want to flourish.
Well, and how many conferences have you been to where you go to a breakout session and the regulators may be in a panel discussion at the front of the room, the credit union, leaders are on the other side of that table, whereas I've been in probably 6 to 8 roundtables where we share that table together listening to a presenter and can have a collaborative conversation. I'll do that takeaway all day.
Yeah, me too. And I've seen a number of folks, just that exact same kind of group, in the hallways here, sitting in chairs and brainstorming. And a lot of them, and a few of the ones that I talked to said, we're talking to people that we don't even, in states that we don't even cover.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
We're talking to anybody and everybody and getting ideas on how we can work better with them based on their experiences. So it's really refreshing in that respect.
Yeah,
so
that fresh perspective to get outside of your market that you serve and understand how someone else is serving their market really brings ideas back to your hometown, essentially, and maybe what you can do differently.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways for sure.
For sure.
Indeed. Anything else to add? Any final thoughts before I let you on your way?
I'll see you next year, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Join us next year at NASCUS.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I highly recommend. For sure.
It's a hidden gem. Hopefully not for long.
Yeah. Let's keep that. let's make that best kept secret thing. Let's throw that out the window and get it out there for sure. All right.
Right. Thank you,
Amy. Well done. Appreciate the time. And
keep
up the good work there at Point West Credit Union in the fine state of Oregon, where if it's over 70, it's way too hot.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.